Welcome to Seeds of Hope. Listen now to this encouraging and uplifting message of faith and trust in our Lord, shared by Father Mike Moore.
Well, as I do every week when I'm preparing for this day and for what words I believe the Lord may want to speak to us all, I think about and pray about, Lord, what in these readings are you calling us to do? And I'm including myself there for you and for me. What's the message here for us? So I did that this week and nothing was coming. And the closer it gets to Sunday, the more nervous I get about that. And then yesterday in the morning, I was looking at those readings one more time, and it was like it was there all along and I didn't see it. The message this Sunday is really not for you. It's for me as a priest. Listen to these words from Malachi. And now, O priests, this commandment is for you. If you do not listen, if you do not lay it to heart, to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you. And of your blessing, I will make a curse. Well, as Father Zavi said in his homily last night, that's like getting splashed in the face with a bucket of cold water while you're sleeping. How can you miss that? And the message is very clear. If you're not listening, it's talking to us as priests. You're not taking that message to your own heart and then giving glory to God by the way you live your life as a priest. You have a blessing, but I'll turn it into a curse. And then in the gospel, there's really the same message. Jesus is telling them about some of the Pharisees. You got to be careful when we not to blanket everybody, because that's never the case. It's never the case that everyone's wrong. But he was looking at some of the religious leaders and saying, they're in the chair of Moses, so you really listen to what they say, but don't do as they do. Because many of them, it was like a facade. Because of the way they were looking for status and honor and glory, that's also aimed at us. You know, as a priest, what kind of car am I driving? How do I live my spare time? Am I only associated with those of wealth? What's my prayer life like? Am I taking the gospel message to heart? One of the things I do when I'm in this phase is I look around and say, okay, who are the priests that really live their faith? So I want to mention two very briefly. One is Father Solanus Casey. He died in 1957, was born in Wisconsin on a farm, only had a little bit of elementary education. He had a lot of different jobs. And then he saw some terrible act, one human being acting to another in a very malicious way. And he felt his call at that moment to make a better world, to listen to Jesus calling him. Goes to the seminary. Now remember, he's got very little education. The classes are in German and Latin. He grew up in Wisconsin as an Irish boy. He's not doing well in school at all. Not at all. They finally ordained him. Now we don't do this anymore, but he was ordained a priest simplex. S-I-M-P-L-E-X. What that means is you can say mass, but you can't preach. They don't think he knew enough to be able to preach. And you can't hear confessions. His job is to be the porter, the guy by the door. He was the receptionist. And he got to know the people. He was a man of great faith. Spent long hours before the Blessed Sacrament. He loved to play the violin. But I have to tell you, they mention it in his biography, he didn't play well. He would entertain his friars. Can you imagine the penance that was for his friars? He loved to be in the church, and he'd be playing the violin to Jesus. I'm sure Jesus loved it. A priest friend of mine knew him. He said he was on the road, comes back late at night, goes into the little chapel, all the lights are off. He's in there for a while, and then he realizes, I'm not in here by myself. There's somebody else in here. There's Solanus in the back in the dark before the blessed sacrament. Man of great, great faith, devotion to the Eucharist. And it spilled out. You know, he had the gift of healing. A lot of people attributed their miracles of healing to his prayers and his masses. When he died in 1957, 20,000 people came to the funeral. So I look at him and I say, Lord, I need to be more like him in my faith, in my prayer life, in my presence with you. The other one is a very short story. I was a seminarian. I didn't have a car. I was telling an older priest who was just visiting for that day. I was telling him about a friend of mine who had bone cancer. She was only 23. I worked with her at our Catholic camp. And then he says to me, well, would you like me to drive you there? I couldn't get over that. He brought it up. Could I drive you there? I said, why would you do that? He said, what would I tell Jesus if I didn't drive you there? It was the same thing. It came from a great spirituality. So I want to say, I think there are two things that you're called to do. First thing is what Jesus said. No matter who the priest is, we're still called to do what they say, what they preach. And the other thing I think is, pray for us. Pray for your priests. I want to close with this prayer from St. Therese for priests. She was only lived to be 24 years old. She lived in a Carmel, which means it was a cloistered life. You know, she's the patroness of missionaries. You'll hear it in this prayer a little bit. She didn't go anywhere, but she's the patroness of missionaries because she had a missionary's heart. Here's her prayer that we pray together now. Oh, Jesus, I pray for your faithful and fervent priests, for your unfaithful and tepid priests, for your priests laboring at home or abroad in distant mission fields, for your tempted priests, for your lonely and desolate priests, for your young priests, for your dying priests, for the souls of your priests in purgatory. But above all, I recommend to you the priest dearest to me, the priest who baptized me, the priest who absolved me from my sins, the priest whose masses I assisted and who gave me your body and blood in Holy Communion, the priest who taught and instructed me, all the priests to whom I am indebted in any other way. O Jesus, keep them all close to your heart and bless them abundantly in time and in eternity. Amen. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone you know. God bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to the Seeds of Hope Reflections, just search Seeds of Hope with Father Mike in your web browser or wherever podcasts are available.